Mayday. To be ready also.
Yes, it's a recording machine.
As I come to you this time, I am happy to see how much each one of you listens. All who are listening to dear friend talking about her daughter. The rest of you who are listening and not interrupting as she spoke. This, my dear friend, is an advancement for you, a spiritual advancement, because all too often people in your world wish to speak but never to truly listen. Therefore, I say to you, how pleased that each of you has come this far. I would like to just ask our gentleman friend, who is new to this group, how have you been feeling since last we met?
Yeah, we absorbed some good energy, and I feel like it's bringing about a new shift, which I've been wanting quite a long time.
Yes.
Within my spiritual path.
Yes.
So I feel quite very pleased about that.
I promise to try to help you, and the help is available to you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Harry.
Now, I would like to say something about our dear friend who is absent at this time. He works so hard for spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. And he wishes to continue at a steady pace of work. At this moment in time, it would be advisable for him to pace out what he does, not only in the spiritual work, but in his own daily life. I know we have one who is related to him. So perhaps a gentle word from you might just encourage him to rest a little more.
Slow down a little.
Yes.
Yes.
Just a little.
Okay.
Nothing sinister.
No.
But he needs his rest also.
Ah, okay. So it's more rest that he needs.
Yes.
Not so much exercise, more rest.
Whatever makes him feel good about himself.
Balanced.
Yes.
I understand. Yeah, thank you for that.
I feel he would not probably listen to his dear wife.
I agree.
But I would suggest that you have someone with knowledge who can speak with her and who can feel that energy around her.
Yes, it's difficult. I have asked one or two people to speak, but they haven't been the right people, I think.
You have already had help.
I did ask somebody when I met a psychic person.
Yes.
And asked him to speak with Carrie, but
that is not enough.
It wasn't enough. I need somebody who can actually feel.
You need someone who will feel the energy.
Yes.
And of course, her fear is helping to manifest.
I see.
And give strength to that energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it some entity?
There is energy around her, but her fear is creating.
Yes, I thought.
Yes, she feeds that energy.
But I can't seem to break through her fear of it by talking to her. I tried.
You will not just by talking.
No.
Needs someone who can feel the energy and help her to dissipate.
There must be someone, perhaps, I can find.
Yes.
Would Gary be capable, do you think? Gary.
Yes, I understand. I do not feel, and I hope I do not cause offense, but I do not feel the young gentleman is quite ready for this kind of situation.
It may be a female energy, right? Work better anyway.
It matters not,
no,
male or female. It needs someone who has coped with this type of situation before.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yes. But her fears are magnified, of course.
Yes.
Because of her own fears.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I know somebody called Linda Kinsella that lives near Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Would she be able to help? She's a very gifted woman.
Is she?
Linda Kinsella. Would you pick up Southerner? Would that be good?
Linda Kinsella or Kinsella?
She's South African, yeah.
Yes.
Got that toughness about her.
It would need someone who would not be too emotionally involved. They have to. Yes, I will accept this lady.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a gentleman I'm trying to find.
Tom Smith. Tom Smith.
Cannot see that one.
There's a couple who do crystal healing teaching.
No, you must have a medium.
What about Peter Froud, the one I go to the channel to? Would he get help if Sarah and her daughter came to one of the meetings?
Would it be possible for both to be together?
Peter Froud and
Sarah. Yes. That would be most suitable.
That would work. Could they come to our house, do you think, Mary? Or do you think she could go?
Peter wants to work from home, doesn't
he? Yeah, he works from home.
Because he's a bit, he can't get around much.
Perhaps I could take Carrie to him.
You can, but it needs someone to go to the source of the energy.
In the home?
Yes.
Right, so we need someone to come. We do have 6 feet up. Would Peter come if we brought him?
I'll have a word and see.
Mm. Yeah, I think she does. I am quite concerned. I think she needs the help too, really. Because she's disturbed by it.
You see, you need, this group is, who have worked with all kinds energy around this girl has to be dissipated.
Yes.
And you need someone strong and who is not afraid or emotional.
Mm. There's another lady called Belle Fuller. She's a spiritualist medium. Would she be any help in Bournemouth?
Belle Fuller.
Yeah.
Maybe someone
that
can
kiss
him. We have a vicar next door, but I think he's traditional.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you need a medium.
It has to be a medium.
Yes, you need a medium
yeah.
who can sense and feel and see.
It's difficult to find really good ones, isn't it? I'm trying to think who do we know. Do you feel Tom Smith? If I said the name Tom Smith, fabulous. Irishman.
I feel the combination of a gentleman and a lady together.
Mm.
I feel this combination of both.
Maybe
is
Tom
what
and Linda.
Is needed.
Could be Tom and Linda.
Yes.
Paul, you know, your brother.
Paul?
Huh.
I don't know whether he would be...
No, he would not.
No?
Then enough.
Enough money?
No.
Do you think Tom Smith has good ability? He talks a lot, doesn't he, Tom Smith?
I do not feel his energy. I have to say.
Yes.
So I do not want to commit
no.
to that name because
mm-hmm.
I am not feeling his energy at this time.
Yes.
Peter and Linda would be the best.
Yes.
We might be able to use Peter and Linda together.
Yes, I feel that speaking those names. Yes, I would say allow them to help.
Mm.
Maybe if he just heard these words, Gary, he might be more susceptible.
Yeah.
We need to do it.
Mm.
But it is possible to help without being there. But I would suggest that in this instance, that it would be more beneficial
yes.
to be at the home
and also
where she is so fearful.
Also because her bedroom, she doesn't want to sleep in it. It
yes.
would be helpful if they were to go in the room
yes.
perhaps and show her that it's clear.
She would feel instantly
yes.
if all was well.
Yes.
She is a very sensitive young lady.
Yes. She has strong gifts, doesn't she, with
yes.
this kind of work.
Yes.
Mm.
But as in all things, that energy needs to be harnessed
yes.
In the correct way. Mm.
She's a bit too young to do any sort of training, isn't she?
She can be guided.
Yes.
Yes.
Perhaps I could take advice from Linda.
Yes.
Yes.
There should be people around. The help is available to you.
Uh-huh.
But it is up to you
yes.
to take these steps on her behalf.
I'm quite happy to do that.
Yes.
So I haven't sort of really known so much what she was about. Until perhaps more recently.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, she needs your comfort.
Yes.
And your help.
Yes. Would you say that her gifts are more spiritual than musical? Or do you think it is both with her?
Her music would help her spiritually.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Yes. But there is plenty of time
yes.
for her,
mm-hmm.
but she would do well to be guided by someone
yes.
who knows and understands.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
There are many gifted mediums in your work. But not all are suitable for this kind of thing.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do, yes. Finding the right one is all important.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
On a similar subject, my youngest granddaughter, she is interested in anything I tell her that you may have said or what. And she's also interested in past lives, you know, and so on. She's a very fearful young lady with anxieties. Would it help her if she, I can't think of the word, but what word am I looking for? When you're hypnotized.
Hypnotherapy can help many conditions. I would not suggest to you that anyone so anxious should undergo regression.
Thank you.
Unless they are in the hands of someone who knows exactly what they are doing.
Yes, thank you.
I have already told you, my dear friend, that there is no reason for regression unless it is to release a person from these conditions which hold them back in this life.
Yeah.
And it is not always wise to assume that conditions in this life always come from a past life.
Yeah,
that is not always so. But I would have to say to you that because your granddaughter has quite a few emotional problems, regression is something I would not advise at this moment in time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll let her read the transcript when it comes. Thank you.
And the subject of daughters, I'd just like to say thank you for the help that Emily's been getting. You said that people from not just family would be helping her, and she's already finding this, that people are coming into her life that are helping her on her way, and she's very, I'm sure she said thank you to you herself, but I know she's very grateful for your words.
Yes. She will be fine. I know with this young lady there has been problems, but because she has made the contact with spirit, we will not leave her on her own. So I say to you, continue to encourage her, and as I have said many times in the past, nothing comes by accident. She will be well.
It's interesting that something seems so horrific, but they don't always come back. You know, they're meant to be.
Yes. Let go of all fear. That is my parting word to you all, my dear friend.
Sorry, Tanya, I didn't hear that. Let go of all what?
Of fear. Let
of fear,
all.
Yes.
Thank you.
I know it is not an easy task, especially in everyday life, when there appears to be so many problems. But it is possible.
Well, I always remember your words, you saying negative attracts negative beings.
Yes. Yes, if you can remember that, you are on the right road. Not only to good health, but to spiritual growth. And now I will take my leave of you and allow whatever is going to happen here tonight to happen. And I can tell you there are many waiting to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonny.